I'm Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. Do you pay for cable television or satellite television? If so, I'm going to try and convince you not to. Is it possible to watch television for God's glory? Yes. Television is a means of communication that allows for us to see things we otherwise would not be able to see, learn things we otherwise would not be able to learn. It is a means, not an end. This is how it is possible to watch television for God's glory. But something happens when we use television as a means to glorifying the self, as a means to pleasing the self instead of God. Television becomes a sedative or a way of displacing other priorities in life, like reading scripture, praying, evangelizing, or teaching one's child. I can tell you that even if you watch television for God's glory, if you get rid of paid television, you can use that money to home educate your child. $30 a month goes farther than you might think, and if you already home educate, cancel your television provider anyway and give the $30 to a friend on the condition he or she home educate. I'm not condemning you for paying for television, but I am challenging you, like I challenged myself 8 years ago. Do I really need this? Is this why I am here on earth? To sit in front of a box 3 hours a night just so the civil government can teach my child to be a slave to them? Saving $30 a month and rededicating that money and the time you would normally have spent on watching television will no doubt glorify God. And what could be more pleasing to you and to God than evangelizing your own children? Praise Jesus! I'm Kevin R. Novak promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.